Male therapists are increasingly rare. The New York Times ran an article in 2011 under the headline, "Need Therapy? A Good Man is Hard to Find." It's only gotten worse since then. On today's episode, the psychotherapy gender gap.
Welcome to the Psychotherapy Notes Podcast. Big information, little episodes.
Welcome again to the Psychotherapy Notes Podcast. I'm your host, Ben Caldwell. According to the National Research Council, in 1970, about 20% of new PhD and PsyD recipients in psychology were women. By 2005, that number had grown to 72%. Today, fewer than one-third of active psychologists are men, according to the American Psychological Association. The gender gap is even greater in the master's-level mental health professions, where women make up more than 70% of counselors and more than 80% of social workers. This gender shift is happening in a number of professions, not just psychotherapy. But it raises two concerns that we'll discuss in this episode. One is salaries, and the second is the impact on men as clients. So, salaries first. It's well known that as various fields become more dominated by women, salaries in those fields come down. It's a correlation that often puzzles researchers and policymakers because it's hard to tell what is causing what there. But in the world of therapy, we actually do see something of a time order to these changes. Quoting that same New York Times article, "The reasons for the shift are economic as well as cultural, most people in these professions agree. Managed care took a bite out of therapists' incomes in the 1990s. Psychiatry, the most male-dominated corner of therapy, increasingly turned to drug treatments. And as women entered the workforce in greater numbers, they proved to be more drawn to the talking cure than men, in giving the treatment as well as in receiving it." End quote. So it seems in this case the downward pressure on salaries might have actually caused men to flee the field. That leaves us in a somewhat difficult position, bringing us to the second concern. We want to provide services to men who are having problems with their mental health or in their relationships. But for a lot of men, coming to a woman to address these issues is especially challenging. So a field so heavily dominated by women can feel unwelcoming. And for the people who are providing services within the field, men's reluctance to come to therapy can only worsen downward pressure on incomes. As a profession built on conversation, therapy does tend to value talk over action. And that can be a very gendered approach. While it's admittedly reductionist to say so, women tend to place stronger emphasis on emotional expression, and men tend to place greater emphasis on problem solving. Therapy's devaluing of problem solving and elevation of emotional expression as the desirable means to connection leaves a lot of men feeling pathologized simply for being who they are. There's even now something of a cottage industry of therapists, most of them men, who specialize in working with men. David Wexler is one example. His book Men in Therapy speaks to the need for therapeutic approaches that do not inadvertently devalue the very clients we're trying to bring in. Of course, for every book like that, there's at least one article, like one a friend of mine co-authored a few years ago, about men's reluctance to come to therapy and the difficulty therapists have in overcoming it. That article was written by women, and with tongues at least partially in cheek, men were framed as something of an alien species in therapy. The name of that article? What's Wrong with These People? We will have more discussion of salary issues in the therapy world in future episodes of this podcast. Those episodes, like every episode, will be available at psychotherapynotes.com. From Los Angeles, I'm Ben Caldwell. See you next time.
The Psychotherapy Notes podcast is a production of Ben Caldwell Labs. Visit our website at bencaldwelllabs.com for therapist training, advocacy tools, license exam prep, and much more.